This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, September 26, Surrounding the Throne. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 4. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." We meet interesting and intriguing creatures close to the Lord God and encircling His throne. We might wonder, do these elders and creatures help us understand what living in heaven will be like? It turns out they do more than that. They also show us how to live in God's kingdom today. The 24 elders seated on thrones around God's throne have long been understood to represent God's people. 12 of them represent the people of God in the Old Testament, the 12 tribes of Israel. The other 12 elders represent the church formed under the shepherding care of Jesus' 12 apostles. The presence of the elders shows that God has given His people a special place in His kingdom. We will rule and reign with God. Along with 24 elders, we also meet four living creatures. They too encircle God and His throne. The living creatures represent everything that has breath in God's whole creation. Wild animals, domesticated animals, human beings, and all other creatures have a place of honor and service in God's throne room. God's redemptive care covers His entire creation. As the people who will one day rule and reign with God, God calls us to exercise dominion by loving and caring for all He's made. Pray with me. Thank You, Lord, for loving and redeeming Your whole creation. You love everything You've made. Help us to mirror Your care with Your entire creation. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.